All right, so you know how everyone's always talking about cybersecurity these days? Do you feel like every time you turn around, there's some new threat or some new thing you have to worry about?
It's a lot.
Yeah. You know, it can be tough to keep up, to be honest,
Absolutely.
and to figure out like how to actually protect yourself.
Right.
Well, in this deep dive, we're going to be talking all about that.
Okay.
And specifically, we're looking at the difference between antivirus software and endpoint security.
Gotcha.
So kind of the foundation
Yeah.
of like, you know, any kind of digital security system you might have.
Hmm.
And we've actually got this great article here by,
Okay.
let me see, I wrote his name down here. Krishna Kumar Mahadevan. And he's a cybersecurity expert, been doing this for decades.
Wow.
And he actually wrote this really insightful piece that breaks down,
Right.
you know, like what these terms actually mean. Because let's be honest,
Yeah.
antivirus, endpoint security, I mean, they kind of
Yeah, they get thrown around a lot.
get used interchangeably, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. And it causes a lot of confusion.
Yeah. And so,
It's important to understand the difference.
exactly, because like, you know, you might think you're fully protected,
Right.
but you might not be if you're not using the right tools. So, what do you think? Where should we start with this?
Well, I think it's important to start with the basics.
Okay.
You know, antivirus, that's been around for ages.
Yeah.
It's like the classic protection.
Yeah.
And it's really good at what it does. You know, it's like your trusty guard dog. It knows all the familiar troublemakers, the viruses and the malware that have been around for a while. It's been trained to recognize them, right? It's like it works based on what we call signatures.
Okay.
So it's kind of like your dog recognizing somebody based on their scent. If it smells familiar, it's like, oh, okay, you're good. Let's see you pass. But if it smells like trouble, woof, you know?
Right, so it's good at catching those
Yeah.
kind of like common threats,
It's
right?
a.
The ones that have been around for a while, but what about the newer ones, right? The
Yeah.
ones that are kind of,
That's where it gets tricky.
yeah, more sophisticated.
Exactly. That's where antivirus can start to fall short
Okay.
because it's reactive.
Right.
It can only catch things that it already knows about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But these threats, they're evolving all the time.
Right.
New ones are popping up every day.
Like they're getting smarter.
Exactly. It's like your guard dog needs constant training
Right.
to keep up with all the new breeds of troublemakers, you know?
Yeah.
You got to keep updating that training manual.
Okay, so even when the guard dog barks, right, you still have to be the one to deal with the problem.
That's true.
Right.
Most of the time, yeah. Antivirus might alert you, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, there might be something suspicious over here. But then what? You still have to take action,
Right.
figure out, okay, what do I do with this file? Do I quarantine it? Do I delete it? What even is this thing?
Right.
You got to be pretty tech savvy to make those decisions.
Okay, so it's like a good starting point,
Yeah.
but it's not a total solution.
Not on its own, no.
Especially when you think about how connected everything is now.
Exactly. And that's where endpoint security comes in.
Oh,
And
yeah.
this is where it gets really interesting.
Right.
So instead of just having that one guard dog, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you have a whole security team monitoring your house 24/7.
Made a whole crew.
Exactly.
I like that.
They're not just reacting to what they already know.
Right.
They're proactively looking for anything suspicious.
So they're not waiting for something to happen.
Nope.
They're trying to anticipate problems before they even start.
Exactly. It's like they're using all these advanced techniques, you know, like behavioral analysis,
Okay.
monitoring how the programs are acting, how the users are interacting with the system. And if anything seems off, even if it's not a known threat, they're like, hold on, something's not right here.
Oh, so it's not just about like matching something to a list.
No, it's way more sophisticated than that.
Okay, so they're looking for any sign of trouble.
Yeah. They're not just watching for specific bad guys, they're looking for any bad behavior.
I like that. And what else? What else can they do?
Well, the best part is they don't just watch, they take action.
Oh, yeah.
No more waiting for you to click buttons or make decisions. Endpoint security can automatically quarantine suspicious files, block those sketchy connections, you know, and even roll back changes to your system if something goes wrong.
So it's proactive, it's intelligent, and it takes care of things automatically. I
Exactly.
see why people are excited about this.
It's a game changer for sure.
Now, there was something in the article I wanted to ask about. I think it was called data loss prevention.
Ah, yes. Data loss prevention. That's a key part of a lot of these endpoint security solutions.
Okay, and what is that exactly?
Think of it like this. Your security team's not just guarding the perimeter, they're also protecting the valuables inside the house,
Yeah.
right? So data loss prevention or DLP, it's all about making sure your sensitive data, like financial info, customer records, you know, the really important stuff.
Right.
It doesn't just walk out the door.
Okay.
It might use things like encryption, which is like scrambling the data so it's unreadable to anyone without the key. Or it might flag and block any attempts to transfer large amounts of data outside your network. It's like having a security guard at every exit checking for suspicious packages.
That's pretty impressive. It's like an extra layer of security for your most important information.
Exactly, exactly. And on top of all that,
yeah,
endpoint security gives you these really comprehensive reports.
Okay.
That give you detailed insights into your security status. So you can see what threats have been detected, what actions were taken, even identify potential vulnerabilities in your system.
So you're not just in the dark, hoping for the best.
Right. You have all the information you need to make smart decisions about your security.
That's awesome.
It's like having a security consultant on call 24/7.
Okay, so we've got these two approaches then. Antivirus, which is kind of like our trusty guard dog.
Yeah.
And then endpoint security, which is like our high-tech security team. Mm. I think it'd be helpful to maybe compare them side by side.
I think that's a great idea.
Like really highlight those key differences.
Okay, let's do it. So first up, monitoring.
Okay.
Antivirus. It typically relies on those scheduled scans, right?
Yeah.
It's like your guard dog patrolling the property at certain times.
Making the rounds.
But endpoint security, it's monitoring your system continuously.
Okay, so it's always watching.
Always watching, always learning, always adapting. It's like having those security cameras rolling 24/7. No blind spots.
Okay, so it's always on guard. What about the way they detect threats?
Well, antivirus, it mainly uses signature-based detection.
All right, so it's looking for those known threats.
Yeah, exactly. It's matching what it sees to its database of bad guys. But endpoint security, it takes a multi-layered approach. So it uses signatures, but it also has things like behavioral analysis, sandboxing, which is like testing suspicious files in a safe environment, and even machine learning.
Oh, wow. That's way more sophisticated.
Yeah. It's designed to catch even the most advanced, never-before-seen threats.
Okay. And when it comes to actually responding to threats, how does that work?
Well, with antivirus, you often have to do it yourself, right? It might give you an alert and say, hey, what do you want to do with this? But endpoint security, it's designed to take immediate action.
Okay.
It can automatically quarantine files, terminate suspicious processes, even isolate infected devices from the network so the threat can't spread.
So it's a lot faster and it's a lot more decisive in its response.
Exactly. It's like having a SWAT team ready to go at a moment's notice.
Makes sense. Yeah. And what about integration, like working with other security tools?
Yeah, that's another big difference. Antivirus, it often operates as a standalone solution, like its own little island.
Okay.
But endpoint security, it's meant to integrate with other security components like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, you know, all those other tools.
Mm-hmm.
It's like creating a unified security ecosystem where everything works together.
Right. So it's all about that layered approach.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Like from the basics of antivirus all the way up to these advanced capabilities of endpoint security.
Yeah. It's been quite a deep dive.
It has. So like, what's the takeaway here?
Mm-hmm.
What does it all mean for the average person who's just trying to stay safe online?
I think the biggest takeaway is that in today's world, with all these evolving threats, just rely on traditional antivirus, it might not be enough anymore.
Right.
Endpoint security offers a much more robust, more proactive, more intelligent approach to protection. It's like upgrading from a basic lock to a state-of-the-art security system.
Yeah. And like you were saying earlier, it's like having that whole security team watching out for you.
Exactly.
Instead of just one guard dog.
That's the perfect analogy.
I think this has been really helpful. You know? Like just understanding the different levels of protection that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's important for everyone to think about this. Like, what level of protection do you really need?
Right.
What's the value of your data? What are the potential consequences if it gets compromised?
Those are the questions to ask.
Exactly, yeah.
Because there's no one-size-fits-all solution, yeah. You know? It really depends on your individual needs and circumstances.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So hopefully everyone listening today has learned a little bit more about how to stay safe in the digital world.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And, you know, make those informed decisions about their security.
Knowledge is power.
That's the truth.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we hope you'll join us again next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity.
See you then.